Beis Teves, Zos Chanukah, Monday the 30th of December, Rabbi Dov Fisher, Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. Now it happens.
Morning, Annika. As we approach the last few hours of Hanukkah, I thought I'd like to share with you some of the ideas, some of the Gedolei Olam, both past and present, into the halachas of Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. And the main question which I'd like to focus on today is the following. We know that in order to be Mekayim, one's main mitzvah on Hanukkah, it's only to light Ne'er Shebeito, one candle, one Ne'er per house. Yet, in order to be Mekayim, Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin, according to the Ashkenazim, according to the Shitta Saramah, we light each person, each individual within the house, lights his own menorah. And the question is, according to the Ramah, how can each individual make a bracha on his own menorah? Okay, the first person who lights the balabais, he's being Mekayim, the main mitzvah, he makes the bracha. But what about the next person, and your son, and the other son, and everyone else makes their own individual bracha on a hiddur? We don't find ever a person's allowed to make a bracha on a hiddur. That's the main question which we will discuss today. The sugya begins, a very famous and familiar sugya, certainly at this time of Hanukkah, with the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us, Tonu Rabbonon, Mitzvahs Chanukah ne'er ishu beisoy. In order to be Mekayim, one's basic chiyuv in Chanukah, all that needs to be performed is one person needs to light one ne'er for the entire household. With that, a person is Mekayim, his main and his basic chiyuv. However, we know chiddush by Chanukah, the different levels of performing this mitzvah. And the Gemara tells us, Vahamahadrin, someone who wants to perform the mitzvah of Chanukah in a better way, then he lights ne'er l'chol echod ve'echod. The balabayis will light one individual ne'er per person. You have 10 people living in the house. The balabayis, every single night, lights 10 candles. One for each person. Same every single night. That's the second level. And the Gemara moves on. Vahamahadrin min hamahadrin, someone who wants to perform the mitzvah in the most beautiful way, that is subject to a machloikus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, Yoim rishoin madlik shmoine mekan ve'elich poiches v'hoilich. On the first night, we begin with 8, and then we make our way down, slowly but surely, second night 7, all the way, minus 1 every night, so we get to the last night, we're only lighting 1. And Beis Hillel says the opposite. Beis Hillel says no. Start with 1, and we add on a candle every single night till we get to the last night and we're lighting Shmoyne, so we're lighting 8. What's the machloikus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? The Gemara brings 2 amoiroim, 2 opinions within the amoiroim already as to what the machloikus Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is. The first amoiro says that the reason is, according to Beis Shammai, where we're going down, it's keneged yomim ha-nichnosim. That it's according to the days of... it has to be according to the days... How many days of Chanukah is still yet to come? Are we still yet to come? 8. 8 days of Chanukah are being nichnos from now. And every day as we go along, there's 7 days left, there's 6 days left. In order to show how many days of Chanukah there are, that's an extra hiddur, we're showing the mitzvah and the nes, what's going on. And therefore he says, go start from 8 and you make your way down. Whereas according to Beis Shammai, it's the opposite. It's according to the Yomim Hayotzim, how many days, it's the outgoing days. We start with 1, it's the first day, second day 2, until we go get to number 8. 8 days have gone, and therefore we're lighting 8. That is the first opinion within one of the Amoiroim, the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The other Amoira says, no, nothing to do with days coming in, days going out. The machlokes is, according to one Amoira, it's a keneged pri hachag. The korbonos went down, And therefore, according to Beit Shammai, in order to signify that, we start with a lot and we go down one by one. Whereas according to Beit Hillel, no, different reason. Ma'alim ba'kodesh ve'ein mo'iridin. The yesod of we go up in Kedusha and we don't go down. Two, simple machlokes between the Amoraim, what is the Havana and Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel? Now, seemingly, when we learn this Gemara, the Pashtus is that each stage of the levels of being Mekayim, the mitzvah of Chanukah, are built upon the previous one. We begin with Ne'er Shebesoy, one candle for everyone. Then we go to the next stage, it's one candle per person. And the final stage, Mahajin Mina Mahajin, seemingly is built on the previous stage. I.e., you have 10 people in the house, we're lighting 10 candles every night. You want to be Mekayim, the better one? So for each person in the house, we'll go up and up according to each one. So seemingly, if you have 10 people in the house, the best level, Mahajin Man Mahajin, on the last night, would be lighting 80 lights altogether. Seemingly, that's the Pashtus in the Gemara. And that is how the Rambam learns. The Rambam, in Hilchas Chanukah, Perek Dalot, says the following: how many Neiros do we light? You want to be Mekayim your main Chiyuv, says Neir Shu Beisoy. But Mahajin Mina Mahadrin, he says, if you have 10 people, then you are lighting on the last night Shmoinim Neiros. However, he brings, interestingly, that's how he paskens. But he writes, the Minag Poshet B'chol Irein B'Sfard, the standard Minhag in all of Sfard is not like our paskening. The standard Minhag is called, doesn't matter how many people are in the house, you're only going to have one person lighting one candle on the first night, two on the second, and eight on the last night. We're going up one, two, three, four. And the question is, where's the Minag Sfard come from? It doesn't seem to be with the Pashtus in the Gemara. But the emes is, if we look at Tosfos on the Sugya, Tosfos has a different approach to the Rambam. And he says as follows: that the machloikas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which seemingly we understand is the third level, what we thought was built on the second level, is not so. The machloikas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is going on Ne'er Ishu Beisoy. Meaning, Ne'er Ishu Beisoy is the basic chiyuv. You look, one candle for the entire household. Mahadrin, you see how many people there are, you light one per each person. Mahajin mina mahadrin. No, we're not going on mahadrin. We're going back to Ne'er Ishu Beisoy. There's one person, one candle being lit. And on that, we will add on one candle every night. That is the mahajin mina mahadrin. Why does Tosfos see the need to go away from the Pashtus of the Gemara? What's bothering him? So he says, because if you want to say, like the Rambam was saying, it won't be recognizable for the person, for the onlooker who's looking into your house, what night of Chanukah is. Why? Because you're going to have one house who have three people who live in this house. So they'll be lighting three on the first night, they'll be lighting six on the next night, and you're going to have another house where they've got five people living there, and another people with eight, and every single house got different candles, different things going on, and you won't know what night of Chanukah is. You'll say, maybe it's the first night, and there's 25 people living in here. And since, according to Tosfos, to be Mekayim, Mahajin Mina Mahajin, it has to be recognizable what night of Chanukah is, because that was part of the Pirsum of the Nes, that it's going up. Then he's saying Mahajin Mina Mahajin is only going on Ne'er Ishu Beisoy. What is the machloikus between Rambam and Tosfos? So the Gaon tells us, it's very simple. The Gaon tells us, first of all, we now know where the minig of Sfard came from. The minig of Sfard was not like how the Rambam learned the Gemara. The minig of Sfard was like how Tosfos learned the Gemara, because the minig of Sfard is you have one person lighting, and you're going up one candle every single night. That's the Mahajin Mina Mahadrin, according to Tosfos. What is, therefore, the machloikas between Tosfos and the Rambam? So the Gaon tells us very simply, the machloikas between Tosfos and Rambam is the machloikas gufa in the Amoraim, how to learn Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Because one opinion was, it's keneged yomim hayoitzim, it needs to be recognizable in order to be Mekayim in Mahajrim, in Amahajrim, what day it is. I can see it's the first day, I can see it's the second day. It has to be recognizable to the onlooker what day we're up to. And that's how Tosfos learns. Because if I'm just light, everyone's lighting according to how many people there are in the house, it's not recognizable. So Tosfos goes according to the first opinion. It's Keneged Yomim Hayotzin. But according to the Rambam paskins according to the Amora who says, it's Ma'alim Bakodesh Ve'ein Moiridin. We're not makbid on knowing exactly what night of Chanukah is. The main thing is, we're going up in Kedusha, not down. So therefore, every family can, as long as they're going up in Kedusha, he's lighting 12 candles, he's lighting 15 candles, I might not know what day of Chanukah is. But the main thing is that everyone's going up in Kedusha. That's the sugya. When we come down to halacha, we see something very interesting, which we don't find in any other place. And that is the Shulchan Aruch, Noor Chaim, Siman Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, paskins. The Mechaba paskins, that if one wants to be Mekayim, HaMahadrin Min HaMahadrin, one lights one candle on the first night, two on the second, three on the third, etc. That is the Mechaba paskining in accordance with Tosfos. Whereas, if you take a look at the Ramah says each and every person lights, and therefore you're not having just one, you can have 12 people, 10 people, which tells me that on the 8th night I'm having 80 Neiros, and we see from there that the Ramah is paskining in accordance with, seemingly, in accordance with the Rambam. And the Taz tells us, Loi motzinu b'sha'a mekoymus, we never find ever a case where the Mechaba's taking on the Tosfos, who's the Ashkenazi, Rishonim, and the Ramah is taking on with the Rambam. Loi motzinu b'sha'a mekoymus. But the trouble starts when we take a closer look at the Ramah. Because we've said so far, seemingly the Ramah paskins with the Rambam. According to however many people there are, that's how much we light. However, if we take a closer look, we'll notice that the Ramah is making a detour slightly from the Rambam. How so? Because the Rambam says that only the Balabais, he doesn't say the Balabais, but one person lights all the Neiros. Hu Madlik. And therefore, if there are 10 people in the house, the 8th night, Hu Madlik Shmoinim Neiros. May take him a few minutes, but he is lighting 80 candles. But when we take a look at the Ramah says, Hagav Yesh Oimrim, to chol echod mibnei abayis yadlik. Each and every person within the house lights their own menorah. So, in a way, he's learning the sugya like the Rambam, but he's moving away in the halacha from him. The question is, what is this machloikis between, I suppose, the Ramah and the Rambam? Why is he taking a detour from the Rambam? There is, in order to understand this, a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The Gemara has nothing to do with Chanukah. It's talking about Mila, Bris Mila. And Rashi understands the sugya. It's talking about a Mila, Bris Mila, which is being performed on Shabbos. We know a Mila on the 8th day is Doiche Shabbos. And the Gemara tells us that when the Moyel is in the middle, or as long as he's being Mekayim the Mila, whether there are left tzitzin, little pieces of skin, shema'akvin, which are ma'akiv on the mila, or whether they're even tzitzin, she'ein ma'akiv, they're no longer ma'akiv because you've been makam ye'ikah mitzvah, but as long as you're still in the middle of the mila, you can continue. No problem. The moment you're poirish, the moment you step away, Rashi says, silik yodo, you've stepped back, you've removed your hand, you're no longer in the ma'isa mila, then it depends. If it sits in Shema Akvin, these sits in a Ma'akiv, the Maisa Mila, then you haven't performed the Mila. Therefore, you can still be Doicha Shabbos, because you haven't done it yet. You can go back. If, however, you step back and you notice that I've been Mekayim, I've done the Mila, Novos, there's some tzitzin in there which are not Ma'akiv, you're no longer allowed to go back. Because taking off those tzitzin are only out Hidul Mitzvah. That is how Rashi understands the Gemara, that the Mila is talking about on Shabbos. But the Rambam understands very differently. And the Rambam says that this Gemara is talking about a Mila even during the weekday. How so? He says, don't worry, as long as you're in your Maisa Mila, whether it sits in Ma'akav, not Ma'akav, you're still doing your Mila, you continue. But the moment you step back, and we're talking about now the Ramah's in the weekday, if it sits in Shema Akvin, of course you go back. You haven't done the Mila. But if that sits in She'ein Ma'akvin, then you're not allowed to go back. You don't go back, and you're not allowed to go back.
Never,
according to the Ramah. Why? So we're going to discuss that. And the Ramah Paskel, so we have over here Machlokes, Rashi and Rambam, how to understand in the halacha of what do we do during the weekday. Can I go back for Tzitzin She'en Makvin or not? And the Ramah Paskins like Rashi. Now the whole sugya is talking about on Shabbos, but of course in the weekday you can go back. Why not? But the Rambam Paskins, not. So again we have a Machlokes, Rambam and Ramah. Now the Beis Halevi tells us the following. The Beis Halevi says, what is the Nekudas HaMachloikis over here between the Rambam and the Ramah? And he says, their argument is as to whether when I have been Mekayim my mitzvah, after I've been Mekayim my mitzvah, can I add on Hidul mitzvah onto it afterwards? Is it shaykh to add on Hidul once I've been Mekayim my mitzvah? Of course, when you perform a mitzvah, you can do it behiduroi, that's great. But once I've been Mekayim my mitzvah without Hidul, can I then add on Hidul onto it afterwards? Now, according to the Ramah, there's no problem. Sits in She'ein Ma'akvin, I've been Mekayim the Mila, I've performed the Mila, I see I still need to add on Hidul, I can take those off as well. But according to the Rambam, once you've been Mekayim a mitzvah, you're fulfilled already, you've done it. There's no way of adding on Hidul onto it afterwards. So according to the Rambam, in the weekday, there's first of all no need to go back, because even by taking them off, you won't add Hidul to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is done, you cannot add on Hidul. But not only that, says the Rambam, the Meforashim say the reason why you're not allowed to go back is since you're not adding on Hidul, you're not doing anything, you're just being goyim tzar to the tinuk. And therefore he says you cannot go back. But the Yesod of Machloket according to the Beis HaLevi is once I've been Mekayim a mitzvah, can I add Hidul onto it? That is the Beis HaLevi regarding Hilchas Mila. Now the Brisker Rav takes his Zeda's Yesod and he applies it now to Hilchas Chanukah. He says, what is going on with the Machloket between the Rambam and the Ramah who takes his detour from the Rambam? He says as follows, it's the Rambam and the Ramah Lishitosek. Why? Because according to the Rambam, we said once you've been Mekayim, your Ikka Mitzvah, you can no longer go and add Hidur onto it. Therefore, the Balabayas is being Madlik his Ner Chanukah. And in order to be Mekayim, the Ikka Mitzvah, it's Ner Ishu Beisoy. See, he lights it. Now, as long as he's doing the mice of the hadlaka, he's lighting, he has not been poirish, so he can fulfill the mitzvah behiduroi. That's fine. He hasn't been poirish. But the moment he steps away and would allow someone else to take the candle and fulfill the hidur for him on his behalf, according to the Rambam, since the ikar mitzvah has already been mukuyum by him lighting the one ner, it's not shaykh anymore to have hidul mitzvah onto it. You've fulfilled already your main mitzvah. Once you've fulfilled a mitzvah, it's not shaykh to be mekayim a hidul as well. So therefore, you're going to hand the candle to someone else, the mitzvah fulfilled, you won't be adding on any hidul to it. You cannot add hidul onto a mitzvah once the mitzvah has been performed. And therefore, the Rambam says, no, dafka the balabayis has to light all the shmoinim neiros in order not to be poyish, and he will fulfill the mitzvah behiduroi. Masha Enkein, we said according to the Ramah, no. According to the Ramah, even if a mitzvah is fulfilled, you can always add on hidur onto it. And therefore, allow the Balabais to light his menorah, he'll be mekayim the mitzvah, but then, also, since the mitzvah be'etzim is shaykh to all the b'nei beisoy, allow them to be part of the hidur, even if I've been poirish, you give it to the other people, and they can be add-on hidur onto the main mitzvah. That is how the Brisker Rav understands the machloikas between the Rambam and the Ramah. And that's the reason why the Ramah Dafka takes this detour away from the Rambam. Now, Rav Moshe Sternbuch, Shlita, has a slight question on this Briskerov, and he says, I don't understand, according to the Ramah, how is it shayach? It's a nice yusoy, but how is it shayach to add hidur onto a mitzvah once you've been mekayim? For example, on Sukkos, you take your lulav, it's not bound, there's a mitzvah, there's a hidur to have it bound, and you shake it, you've been mekayim your mitzvah, and then you bind it and you shake it again. Have you now been mekayim your mitzvah b'hidur? No, you've already been mekayim your mitzvah without the hidur. It's not going to help now to take another lulav which is b'hidur. And so too he brings from Reb Chaim Brisker, he used to have two esroigim. One was mehudur b'yosa, but there was a sofek whether it was murkuv. Maybe it's an esrog, maybe it's not esrog. And he had another esrog which was not mehudur at all, but it was a vaday esrog. Which one would he shake first? So Reb Chaim used to shake first the one which was mehudur b'yosa, which was sofek murkuv. Why? Because if I take the one which is a vaday esrog, then I've been mekayim my mitzvah, but there's no hidur. So it's not going to help for me to take another one. Worst case scenario, I take the one which is vaday, which is mehudur b'yosa, I shake it. If it's an esrog, then gevaldig. I've done everything. If not, so fine, so I'll move on to the next esrog. But the yesod is, how can I add on hidur on once I've been mekayim the mitzvah? But Rav Moshe Sternbuch says in the Briskerov is ma'od meduyuk. Because the Briskerov is not talking about any mitzvah. Of course, a regular mitzvah, once you've been mekayim it and you move on, you cannot add on hidur. But the Briskerov, this machloikus between the Rambam and the Ramah, is talking specifically about these two mitzvahs. What's special about these two mitzvahs? These two mitzvahs are not just mitzvahs that you perform and you move on, but rather the mitzvah of mila is not the mila itself, but the person should be mohu. And therefore, his whole lifetime, be'etzem, he's within the mitzvah, and as long as you can be mahadarit, you can add on hidur onto it. It's not the maisa mila itself. It's to be mohel. And so too, by neiros as well, it's not the maisa hadlocha, but that there should be neiros lit for half an hour for whatever the shir is. So therefore, as long as there's a shir of the neiros being lit, one can always add on hidur onto it. That is the Briskerov. But remote, yeah?
How does it work with the nisach hapucha? Because by me it says on Amida that it works, but the hard pesh of the nisach hapucha is to make that look. So that look is a bit... The house should be lit.
But if it's not lit for the certain shear, there's a certain shear which has to be lit for. It has to be lit. If you don't light it for a certain shear, even if you light it, then you're not mekuyim. It's all part and parcel of the same mitzvah, the zman. However, if we move on, Moshe asks on the Briskerov per se, but this understanding, we're still left with the question. How can we, each and every individual, according to the Ramah, make a bracha on hidur? Yes, he's got an understanding of what's the machlokes Ramah and Rambam, but at the end of the day, it's still hidur. And how can each individual make a bracha on hidur mitzvah? And more than that, even according to the Briskerov, the minhag Ashkenaz is that not everyone has to light at the same time. You can have the Baal HaBayis lighting by tzeis, and you can have one of his sons coming home 3 hours later, and his neiros are already out, and he's going to make his own bracha on his own menorah. How is it shayach to be mahadah on that? It has to be really all at the same time. I'm being mahadah your mitzvah. But according to Minhag Ashkenaz is, we all come home, or I can come home later. You can light at different times. It doesn't seem to be shayach that I'm being mahadah your neiros per se. Rav Moshe Sternbuch therefore takes a completely different mahalach. And it's a chiddush, but this is what he says. He says, we know that the Gemara tells us that where's the best place to light is Pesach Besoy, B'shah Sakono, Manichoy B'shulchonoy V'dayoy. Put it inside your house, it's dangerous, and that's fine. Fulfill the mitzvah. Now the Ozer Ruach tells us that Ho'idna, he's talking about in his days, Ho'idna nowadays, there's no Shah Sakona, and he doesn't really understand why the minig still was to light inside the house. He's tzorachin on that. And the Bala Ito comments on that, and he says that Kivan Shenog Nog, since it became the minhag to light inside, the minhag continued to light inside even after Shah Sakona. And we find similar ideas of that by Kiddush in Beis HaKnesses and El Shabbos, even though originally it was there for people who didn't have anywhere to eat. And the Torah says, how can you continue the minhag? It's a brocha levatola. Parisha says, Kivan Shenog Nog, they made the takona, and they continued that forward. We find that in a few places, by Chazor Sashatz, etc. Kivan Shenog Nog, the minhag continued. Now, Rav Moshe Sternbuch says as follows. He says, when the mokoim for the hadlokah changed, the tsura of the mitzvah changed as well. Originally, when the takona was outside one's house, ne'er ishu beisoi, it was a mitzvah on the bayis. There was a mitzvah, of course there's a chiyuv for each person to be involved, but his chiyuv comes and is fulfilled through the bayis having a ne'er lit outside. There was a kpedo of chazal that needs to be lit outside, for everyone who's walking past, they see, this bayis has a ne'er lit, this bayis has a ne'er lit. But the moment that it changed, the minig changed, and they were second, but the minig changed to everyone light inside, that was no longer applicable. The tsura of the mitzvah changed. It was no longer a chiyuv on the bayis, but it was a chiyuv on the gavra. It changed. Each and every individual within the house now has their chiyuv to light a menorah. And he says, therefore, the moment that changed, we can now understand that each and every person's chiyuv is, they've got their own special chiyuv. And since they've got their own chiyuv, a person therefore can light and make a brocha with it. Because really now that we're lighting inside, you've got your own mitzvah. And therefore every person can make their own brocha. And secondly, on the second nekudah which we said, how can it be therefore that each person lights at a different time, it doesn't seem to be shaykh, his hiddur to my mitzvah. The answer is that each person, now that we're lighting on the inside, has his own chiyuv. Yes.
How does that fit in with the fact that if a man's away travelling, his wife can light at home for him, he doesn't have to light, does he? Because it's ne'er ishu beiso, he can rely on his wife light at home.
Yes, so he's not in his house. I suppose it's only when he's within his house. He can do it for her, but if he's not in his house, it's connected to, you have to be in your, when you're lighting within your house, then the chiyuv is that you have to have a chiyuv, but he's not in his house anyway. Which would come out a slight problem, according to this. Ramosh himself writes that, what's going to go now, we're going to take that back to Eretz Yisrael, that's all very nice in Chutzlah, or it's where everyone lights. But the minig seems to be, for the Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael, they're still lighting our Pesach Beisoy. In which case, how can everyone make a bracha? So he seems to say that a person has still the ability, I suppose, to be masalik himself away from, to remove himself away. I don't want to be yoitza with the mitzvah of the balabais. According to his chiddush, it will come out, a person would need to say, I don't want to be fulfilled my chiv with yours. I'm masalik myself away from you. And therefore, I want to be just mekai in my own bracha. Because otherwise, the taka would be problematic according to that.